Pamela Tamlin, editor, and Margaret Pryor, a registrar, recall memorable moments. Pam, my funniest memory is of one summer when I was one of the readers. We just settled down to read the edition, microphones on, and awaiting the nod from the sound technician to begin the proceedings. The moment we'd started to record, the pavilion groundsman decided it was a perfect time to mow the bowling green right outside the window where we were reading. We all fell about laughing and waited while the studio director went out to have a kind word or two with the groundsman, who very understandingly stopped his mowing until after we had finished recording. We then had to compose ourselves and begin recording again. A lighter moment that still makes me smile. And from Margaret, re-memories. After reading in the A&T back in 1998 of the start of the Talking newspaper with an appeal for volunteers, and having done this while in Sheffield, I joined. I think later that year as a registrar, as I was new to the area and looking for some voluntary work. We met in a small room on the first floor of the Memorial Hall, and one thing I remember was that the address labels had to be handwritten. No computerized labels then. On occasions, this could take till about 1 p.m. if there were a lot of no returns. The recordings were on tapes only, no CDs or memory sticks.